Let us pray. Most precious and holy God, as I come before you this day, as we sit among you, may the very words that are spoken be words that are what we need to hear. May the very actions be the actions that you desire us to take. Lord, help us this day as we come and be with me. Anoint me, O God, so that the very words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart are not mine, but they are yours. For I ask this, O God, in your most humble name, in the name of the Almighty, in the name of the Mother and Spirit, I ask it in your name again. Amen. Wow. I love the text. I love reading the stories and the experiences of this book. And I particularly love stories that resonated in the Old Testament text, in the Hebrew text, as it should be called. And this particular story this morning that has been read for us is one that I resonate with very clearly, very succinctly. And in this particular text, I just want you to know that reading through it, I was thinking of three or four sermons that would be good to go in this message. I won't preach them all today, but I was thinking about three or four, even just as you began the story of Naaman and his journey. And then the story that closes us out is the one that resonates with me this morning that God is asking that we talk about today. Wash and be clean. Wash and be clean. It sounds so simple. It sounds so easy. In fact, it's something that many of us do quite often, and it seems so simple. To simply wash and be clean. But in this particular story, this is not so simple. It is not so easy. It is not the thing that Naaman Ryan wants to hear. Indeed, Naaman, as the story begins and tells us, that Naaman was a grand commander. He was a great commander. He was a ruler of people. He was a ruler of an army that did his work. And so he was a commander. He was someone of authority and power. And the only person that he, in any way, that he would relate to and bow down to or give honor to or to listen to would be the Lord of the land, which would be his king. And yet he is suffering with something like Paul would suffer, but he was suffering with leprosy. And no matter what they had done, and no matter what they may have tried, no matter how many times the doctors and nurses of the land have tried to heal this great commander could go and accomplish great things, could overtake and overthrow powers to be municipalities and cities, but he could not get rid of his leprosy. And it would be a servant girl who would be amongst this overthrow population who would see this man, and for whatever reasons we will never be told and we will never know, but she says to him, Kira, that she knows somebody. Look out now. She knows somebody that can make him whole. She knows someone that could heal him. So he goes to his king and he tells his king that this is possible. And what do? They pack up a whole bunch of wealth and money and they go to this land to see the king. Meanwhile, the king is not the king of whom they have been called to see. And in fact, this king is insulted by the fact that they would come and they would ask him. In fact, the words say that he says to them, you are trying to pick a quarrel with me. In other words, you're insulting me. We the fight is about to get on because there's nothing that I can do. Who do you think I am? Do you think that I am God? But Elijah hears of this. Hears of the king tearing off his clothes. And Elijah says, send this man to me. So here is this man of authority and power who now has to go to another person to ask for help. And now he's a commander of all things, and yet he's being asked to go and to see a neighboring lord, a neighboring king. And when he gets there, he realizes that this king can't do anything for him either. And what has happened now? He's been sent to Elijah. When he arrives at Elijah's house, Elijah does not come out to meet him. Elijah sends out a messenger. In essence, what he says is, Pastor Catherine, go out there and tell him that he needs to bathe in the Jericho 7 times. Just tell him he got to bathe 7 times. Just tell him he got to wash and he'll be clean. Now, I have been through a lot of trials and tribulations at this point, if I'm naming. And now you're telling me I've got to go to the Jericho and be clean. But not only that, but you don't even come out and tell me yourself. In essence, Naaman says in the text that all Elijah had to do was come out and put his hands over the area and offer prayer, past that place, so, and he would have been healed. Or so he thought. Elijah says to him, he has to go to the River Jordan. And at this point, I just want to imagine that I'd become a little bit indignant. I'd become a little bit upset. I'd become a little bit angry. And he does. He responds by saying, is not the rivers from my country? Is not the Phrathah and near me? Is that not justice? Is that not a better, cleaner place to go than the Jordan? Imagine the Jordan was a major river where everybody went to wash their clothes and to take baths. The animals would go and drink from the Jordan. It was off of a main line of a major city, Jerusalem, and it was not in his mind the cleanest place to go. Maybe that was his reason for being upset and saying he did not want to go and do this simple thing. But maybe it was because he has traveled to different places already and he's tired of going and being sent someplace else. He feels as though this might be not possible. And so now he reaches and says, I don't want to travel someplace else. I could have stayed at home and I could have bathed in my own rivers. Matter of fact, we got 2 of them, not 1. And I could have just bathed in either one of them. Couldn't that just cleanse me of my leprosy? Why are you sending me to this place? His anger and his frustration at doing this simple thing of going to be washed so that he might be clean, was more than he could take anymore. He was not willing to do it. He was not willing to go. He did not want to do the simple thing, which was simply to go and be obedient to God's word through the mouth of Elijah that he might be healed. No. I can just imagine that he sat there and he's talked it over with his cohorts. He's talked it over with his friends and he's already decided that he ain't going. I'm not going to go. They can read his mind. They know him like a book. They know what he's thinking, and they already know that he's saying, I ain't going to go. I ain't going to do it. And the servants look at him. Have mercy, Jesus. And look at him, and they say, now, if he'd asked you to go do something really majestical and magical, would you not have done it? If he'd asked you to go and overthrow a nation, to capture a city, would you not have done it? If he had asked you to go and invade a territory and take over a property, would you not have done it? If he'd asked you to take your army and surround a city and hold it at bay and at siege, would you not have done it? But he asked you to do a simple thing. He asks you to go to the River Jordan and to be washed, to dip your feet and your body into the water and to let it cover over you and let it to rapture and change and renew and heal you. But you won't do the simple thing. Oh, I want to thank God for servants like that. I want to thank God for servants who will call us out when we don't want to do the simple thing. Those servants who will look at us and say, you know, if you just do what God has asked you to do, you will be all right. I know it may not look good. It may not feel right. It may be out of your way. You may be upset going to do it. But if you just do this simple thing, you will be healed. And the scripture tells us that, that he would go to the Jordan. And that when he would go to the Jordan, that he would be healed in this way, that his body would be made as a young boy. How many of us would like to go into the water and be made fresh anew? How many of us would love to go to the water and be much younger than we ever was before? Have mercy, Jesus. I'm okay with where I'm at, but that's okay. So this morning, as we continue in this story, I brought my bag up for you. I know quite often you see the bag or know there's a bag down there somewhere because the children are always acknowledging and wanting to know what's in the bag. Well, today we get a double treat because I brought the bag for you today too. I think that you should have an experience of the bag. So I'm going to ask Pastor Eplisseau and Pastor Captain to stand up. Come over this way. And I want to know, do you know what might be in the bag?
Crayons?
No, there are no crayons in the bag. You want to take a stab? No? Or you can feel the bag. I'll let you. The kids always want to feel the bag. What do you think is in the bag? Tin? You think it's a tin. What do you think it is? It's got a cap. That's true. It's got a cap. I wish it were coffee because I didn't get coffee this morning, but it's not coffee. You can be seated now. You're done. Your work is done. Apply this ointment to weak and brittle hooves and nails of horses and dogs. Can also be used as a skin antiseptic to promote healing. To promote healing of sores, minor skin irritations, abrasions, and inflammation. And as an agent for soothing and softening areas of skin irritation. This, my friends, is ichthyol. This, my friends, is horse ointment. It is used on horses and dogs. But it would be this very ointment that would be an experience for me of what it felt like to be washed and clean. Because when I suffered with impetigo all over my body, it would be this oily, messy stuff that would be placed on my body in every spot I knew how. And I gotta tell you, woo! What does this smell like to you, Catherine?
Tar.
Smells like tar, road tar. When the neighbor up the street said to me that this is what would have to be placed on my body in order that my sores would be healed, I wasn't in favor of going around with this all over my body because I had spots everywhere. And so this had to be placed on my face, on my legs, on my shoulders, on my arms. I actually had to wear as little as possible. So I wore shorts most of the time because I had sores all over my legs. Imagine that this is what is being placed on your skin to heal you. It was not something I would have wanted. It was not something that I would have desired. In fact, I really tried to, as much as possible, to wash it off whenever I could. I didn't want to be seen with all of this all over my body. But in order for me to be clean, in order for me to be healed, this is what it took. It was simple. It seems simple, but oh my God, it was not simple, Cecilia. Smell that. It was not something, Margaret, that I was excited and ecstatic about. It was not something that I wanted to be placed on me. So I just want you to know that you can try some of this if you want to. I don't think, Caleb, you would want this all over, splotched all over your body, where you look as though you were something from out of space. But believe it or not, my brothers and sisters, it is because of this. It is because of this that I am here. It is because of this that I have been made whole. It's a very simple thing. It's a very simple thing, but sometimes, my friends, it is the simple that we have to do in order to be God in the world. And it's the simple that we have to do that makes a difference. It may seem complicated to you and to me. It may seem like it's a stretch for us to go and to do just as Naaman did. It may be a stretch for me to have walked around like this for months, not days, for months. Is what I put this on every day from the moment I got up until the moment I went to bed. We change the sheets every single night. It was simple, but it brought healing. Naaman was asked to do a simple thing, to go to the River Jordan that he might be healed. What is God asking you and I to do that is simple so that we might be washed and be clean? How is it that God is calling us to stand up and stand out for those who are lost and the least in our society? And sometimes it seems difficult and hard, but God is asking you and me to be God's hands, to be God's feet, to be God's mouth, to be God's eyes, to be God's ears. But the simplicity of it is too complicated for you or I, because it means we've got to do something, Minister Peggy, that we would never do anywhere else. We have to step out and do something that is against the grain. We have to look more powerful than we really are. We have to be the voice of God even when those around us do not accept us, do not want to hear us, and will not believe us. But what is a simple thing that God is asking you and I to do so that God's people might be cleaned? It's so easy sometimes to say, let someone else do it. It is so easy to say, I don't got time. It's not in my view. But indeed, my friends, we are being asked not only for ourselves to be washed and be clean, but how do we help others to be clean? Had it not been for those servants who stood up to Naaman and said, listen, if God had asked you to go and conquer a nation, you would have done it. If the woman who put this on my body had not been willing because her father had said someone must do something for that child, if she hadn't have been willing to do it, I wouldn't be here today. Naaman would not be healed. What is God asking us to do to wash and be clean? Not only ourselves, my sisters and brothers, but for others. For those who are being beat down, torn apart, destroyed. For those who are hungry. For those who are naked, for those who are struggling to just put clean clothes on a daily basis. What is God asking of us simply to do, to give of ourselves, to give of our time, to give of our energy, yes, to give of our finances so that somebody might be washed? Because if it hadn't been for that woman, if she hadn't been willing to care for someone like me, if the servants had not been willing to stand up and step up to Naaman, where would we be? So the question for us is, what is God calling us to do? What is God calling us to say? Where is God calling us to lift up someone in our lives, in our journey? It may be someone in our family. It may be a stranger on the street. It may be going and tutoring with children. It may be volunteering to go visit folks who are sitting in jail. What is God calling you to do so that somebody else might be washed and be made whole? That is the word of God for you and me today. That God desires each and every one of us to be washed. God desires us to be clean. And God desires us to go from this place, not within the confines of these walls, but to go from this place that we might wash somebody else, that we might help somebody else to be cleansed, that we might help somebody else to be lifted up from the down depths of their journey, that they might see God and know He's alive. So this day, may you hear the word of God for each of us, that we might wash and be clean. Amen.